News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The science has finally spoken. You need to cut the toxic friends and frenemies out of your life for the good of your health. A team of researchers at New York University have found that negative social ties could actually cause premature aging. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and Consultant Psychiatrist at Tallaght Hospital. Are you surprised, Brendan?
Yes, I'm a little bit surprised. However, the research looked at over 2,000 people in New York and looked at the degree to which they had aged ahead of their chronological years. And they found the more people that you report in your life as hasslers, people who cause you hassle, difficult friends, for example, then the more aged you appear to be biologically, you know, ahead of your chronological age. So they reached the conclusion that having these difficult people, hasslers in your network, ages you more quickly than if you have fewer of them in your life.
Yeah, I don't know how many New Yorkers you know, but I mean, the ones that I've encountered over the years, they tend to kind of be a little fractious. Might arguably have more frenemies than you or I, who normally get on quite well with people, would have.
Okay, well, look, I'm not going to make any comment about that. The people I know from New York are all delightful, uniformly wonderful people, just in advance of the texts coming in. But what's interesting is they found that the worst people of all are the people who are both hasslers and friendly. Now, the people who are just hassle, pure bad, they didn't seem to impact you. But it's the people who are occasionally hassling you, but are good at other times, are particularly associated with this premature aging that they claim they found. But look, a quick point about the smoking. They say it's as bad as smoking. It's not. Nothing is as bad as smoking for your health. So anyone who is listening and smoking, the biggest step would be to cut down or stop smoking rather than starting to chop out difficult people from your life.
It certainly was an interesting analogy. I think they were trying to go for the most obvious thing that would age you, which would be smoking in its own right. But we do have difficulty, though, Brendan, in filtering out that kind of toxic presence. Because if someone has been nice to you 90% of the time and a jerk to you 10% of the time, you tend to lean into the 90%, don't you?
You do. And if the research tells us anything, and let's face it, it probably doesn't. But if it does, it is that we should be aware when even people who are really good in our lives have these negative influences and try and minimize that. And look, if you're emotionally exhausted after interacting with a person all the time, it is time to end it crisply and definitively in conversation, saying to the person, thank you for our friendship. It has run its course. We're finished now. Goodbye. Do not contact me again. It's difficult to say, but there you are.
Isn't it something that will happen naturally as you get older as well? I mean, this is, I've got to say, more of a young person thing. Older people are better at discerning who is bad for them and who is good for them.
Well, to a degree, but older people, are also set in their ways, our ways, perhaps, and have difficulty with this. And a lot of younger people are far more emotionally mature than the likes of me in middle age or than we give people credit for. But it can be difficult no matter what. It's difficult to recognize this. It's difficult to take these steps that are necessary. I mean, some people can do it subtly by just not contacting a person, deciding to put a bit of distance, take a bit of time, be slower returning text messages and the like. Or you could actively take steps to drive people away if you wished. You could, for example, suggest every time you meet, you practice the bagpipes together, and that would put an end to any friendship very quickly.
Well, certainly it'll add a little bit more stress to the other person, never mind yourself. I mean, ultimately, if somebody is causing you stress in your life, you have to do something about it. That is the reality, whether that is a relationship, whether it is a friendship, whether it is even a familial link. If they're causing stress, it's up to you to try and relieve that stress rather than the other person.
Yeah, it's up to you to say, look, you know, I'm not comfortable, doing the kind of things we do. And it could be something very simple, like repeated nights out where there's maybe a little more drinking than you would like. And just making those small changes, or saying you need some space or time to focus on your well-being, saying, look, you're changing your habits a little bit to try and be healthier, so you probably won't be able to meet up so much. Or you could go in a completely different direction, Jonathan, and do a high-risk strategy. I could say to you, Jonathan, we have been friends for some time now. However, I feel our relationship is more than friendship, and therefore I think we should take it to the next level. And that might frighten you off and you'd never contact me again.
Well, to be fair, it certainly would be something I didn't see coming, Brendan. And to be fair, I would react in a certain way. Brilliant line from Claire, who's texting going, I divide my friends into drains and radiators. Try and spend as much time as you can with the radiators and dump the drains, which I think is fairly solid advice, which we'll take on board on the back of that. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychology, Psychiatry, beg your pardon, at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.